Chapter 6.
So, you're going to be the ones to find Rachel, Sir Vincent said as he folded his hands and gazed at me. All right, you certainly can try. This weather is strange, though. It's really late in the spring for snow, and I hope it doesn't get heavier.
Do you think you might have any supplies that could help us?
Sienna asked with a big smile. And I could tell she was trying to work her princess magic again.
Princess Jessamine and Princess Ariana have never even seen snow before. Can you believe that? And poor Joe doesn't even have anything to cover his head.
Yes, I do have some things in my wardrobe, Your Highness, the black-haired man replied, and he pushed his chair back and stood up. We have a lot of bad weather in this kingdom, although, like I said, not usually this late in the season. But I have gloves for all of you, and I think I can find you a hat, Joe. I see you're all wearing wool clothing and boots, so that's good.
Sir Vincent walked to the back of the room where a cabinet carved with flowers sat up against a wall. Then he pulled it open, and a huge pile of clothing fell out. Looks like you have a lot, I commented.
Yes, well, like I said, I've been trying to keep things tidy, but there really aren't many servants around these days,
the man muttered, and he cleared his throat somewhat sheepishly.
Let me pull some things out for you, and you can be on your way.
Sir Vincent knelt down and started rifling through the garments on the floor. Soon he found a few pairs of simple black woolen gloves, and he passed them around to me and the three princesses. Ariana tried hers on first, and they drooped a little on her tiny hands, but they would at least protect her from frostbite. The mustached man then found a dark green wool beanie, and he handed it to me.
Thank you, Sir Vincent. We are very grateful for your kindness,
Jessamine said as she started to fuss around with the gloves, and I could tell she hadn't worn them many times before. Yeah, this is really nice of you, I agreed, as I pulled the hat down over my head. I appreciate it.
Listen, I didn't mean to imply you aren't capable, Sir Vincent sighed. I hope you do find Princess Rachel, but I just wanted you to understand what a challenge it was going to be.
We understand,
Sienna said, and she nodded firmly.
But we may just surprise you after all.
I hope so, the black-haired man replied. I really do. If you find her, please tell her that her presence at the castle is required immediately.
We will, I promised, and I smiled at the man. Can you tell us any more about where we're going?
That's right. Where should we look for this tower you mentioned?
Ariana asked as she looked up at Sir Vincent, and then she wrung her hands for a moment. The red-haired princess had seemed uncharacteristically nervous since we'd arrived in Rachel's kingdom, but I assumed it was just the extreme change in environments.
Well, unfortunately, you're going to have to cross the bridge again. Which direction did you come from when you were traveling toward the castle?
The mustache man questioned.
Did the road seem to head straight toward the bridge?
Yes, we pretty much walked straight here, I explained, as I drew a line in the air with my finger. Our ship is docked on a small rocky beach, which I know doesn't mean much, but we only have come across one village until we reached the castle town.
Wow, you really were in the middle of nowhere, Sir Vincent chuckled. Well, where I'm sending you won't be quite that remote. It's just, well, Rachel is quite powerful, and if she has managed to conceal herself... Anyway, when you get to the end of the bridge again, you're going to want to turn right. That way is west. And then I can basically only wish you luck from that point forward. Head toward the mountains, and I pray to the gods you find her.
Thank you, Sir Vincent. I held out a hand for the man to shake, and he clasped it in both of his own.
Joe, I wish you good fortune, Sir Vincent replied. I've heard it a hero's prophecy, and from the way you're traveling with the princesses, I can only assume you have something to do with that. I understand why you need to meet Rachel, but, well, good luck convincing her to join you.
The man chuckled and patted my shoulder, and then he led us to the door of his chamber and pulled it open.
Goodbye, Sir Vincent.
Sienna said to the man with a smile.
You have been very helpful, and we certainly hope we can bring Rachel back to you.
Yes, Your Highnesses, Joe. I hope we'll be meeting again soon.
Sir Vincent bowed, and then he flashed a big smile in our direction as we walked out the door and back into the nearly empty courtyard.
I wish I had horses or anything else that might help you, but as you can see, we're pretty depleted.
It's okay. We're tough.
Jessamine laughed.
We don't mind walking.
All right, well, I'll see you later then.
The man nodded at us, and then he stepped back under the shelter of his doorway.
Stay safe out there. If you don't find anything, you can always come back to the castle for the night. With that, we started our walk across the courtyard, and I was concerned to see the snow had really picked up. The ground was covered with an inch or two now, and our boots made a crunching sound as we walked. I had to admit the princesses were really cute in the snow, though. Sienna and Jessamine twirled around and tried to catch snowflakes on their tongues. And at first, Ariana wore a serious expression on her face like she wanted to conduct some sort of scientific experiment. Then the mermaid grinned, ran over to her sister-wives, and began to twirl, too.
Whee!
Sienna giggled as she spun in a circle.
Oh, I feel like a snow queen.
The blonde collapsed against my chest as she tried to keep herself from falling over, and I held her tight against my body. I was pretty cold despite my hat and gloves, and I welcomed her warmth. You're snuggly, I told Sienna, and I kissed her on the cheek.
So are you, Joe, but I want to spin more.
My blonde wife snickered as she whirled away from me. We headed out toward the drawbridge, and we found Carl standing there again, although he was alone this time. I felt bad for the young soldier who had to stand there guarding essentially nothing, especially in a snowstorm. The poor man's helmet had started to slip down over his eyes, and he crossed his arms across his body to brace himself from the wind.
Bye, Carl!
Sienna called out, and she waved to him.
See you again later!
See you, man! I called back to him, and he saluted us in return. I was really glad to have the hat Vincent gave me, although it was already starting to feel somewhat damp. I had my doubts about beginning our journey to find Rachel when it was snowing, but I knew we needed to move forward with our mission. All of Fairyland depended on us. So we began our long walk across the bridge, and we were definitely moving slower now due to the weather. The bridge was deserted again, and we left a trail of footprints in our path as we made our way across it. When I looked out toward the direction Sir Vincent had indicated, I could see at least one more village off in the distance, and I felt reassured we would be able to stop and spend the night if it came down to it. The princesses skipped ahead of me, and I watched as Jessamine slipped, fell down on her ass, and started laughing hysterically. Sienna tried to pull her up, but the blonde fell too, and they both laid in the snow for a moment and cracked up as they tried to make snow angels.
They're silly.
Ariana giggled as I caught up to the three of them. We both looked at the two princesses on the ground with fond expressions, and then I grabbed the mermaid's hand and held it tightly in my own. When or if we found Rachel, I hoped it didn't change the dynamics of our little group too much. Yeah, they are. I squeezed Ariana's hand even tighter. I thought she'd never looked as beautiful as she did now with her pale cheeks and nose flushed red from the cold. And I kissed her on the cheek and whispered into her ear. I love you.
I love you too, Joe.
The mermaid looked at me with a serious expression.
What do you think about what Sir Vincent said? About Rachel hiding away somewhere under an enchantment? Do you think there's a way we could use our combined powers to find her?
It couldn't hurt to try, I said, and then I shrugged. I'd certainly like to reach her sooner rather than later. Sienna, Jessamine, come over here for a second. The blonde and dark-haired princesses skidded toward us across the snowy rocks and flashed us huge smiles.
What's going on, Joe?
Sienna panted. Ariana was wondering if there's a way we could use our powers to find Rachel, I explained. Maybe we have some sort of magical connection to her? It's kind of similar to when we found Eudora using the necklace, even though we don't have it anymore, of course. But Rachel's another princess, so maybe it's worth a shot.
I wish our powers were stronger in this kingdom,
Jessamine mused, and she furrowed her brow.
Although, we were able to perform those illusions last night and this morning. How do you think it would work?
I have no idea,
Ariana admitted.
I just thought that maybe if we joined hands like we do sometimes, it might help us figure out if we're going the right direction.
Like a magical compass.
Sienna raised her eyebrows and smiled.
If anyone can do it, we can. I don't know what we'll do if we can't find Rachel, though, because I feel like we have a royal obligation to help this kingdom, even if she's not around. Sleeping children who are possessed by a witch,
Jessamine murmured, and then she shuddered.
It's pretty spooky. I hope we can fix them.
So should we try to use our powers to find her? I asked. We'd reached the end of the bridge, and we were about to turn right and head off toward the mountains like Sir Vincent had directed us.
Let's just do it as an experiment,
Ariana suggested.
We already know the general direction we're supposed to travel, so let's see if we get any feelings that lead us somewhere. All right?
Sienna nodded, and she reached out her hands to her two sister wives, who then reached their hands out to me. I wondered if it would work since we were wearing gloves, but I felt the buzz and saw the usual sparks as I closed my eyes to concentrate extra hard. Still, I didn't feel anything more than that, and I wondered if the princesses had experienced anything out of the ordinary.
Yes, it's definitely this way.
Ariana spoke in an emphatic voice as she pointed west like Sir Vincent had suggested.
How do you know?
Jessamine marveled.
I hate to say it, but I didn't really get any feelings at all. Me neither.
Sienna frowned.
Ariana, tell us what happened. I can't explain it exactly.
The mermaid replied with a shrug, and she looked around at us with wide aqua eyes.
I just got a sensation in my head. Maybe if we keep holding hands as we walk, it'll lead me even further.
Whatever you need,
Jessamine chirped.
Ariana, you are so amazing. If we find Rachel due to your powers, I'm going to be so impressed. Well, I'm already impressed by you. I hope you know what I mean.
Of course I do, Jessamine.
The mermaid smiled gratefully at her dark-haired sister wife.
And none of it would be possible without your powers, of course.
I thought it was pretty amazing how well my wives got along, especially since we were all together practically every minute of every day. I really admired and respected the beautiful princesses, and I was sure we'd be able to figure out something in this cursed kingdom. Well, should we go then? I asked my wives, who all nodded. I'm ready to do this. So we all walked hand in hand down the path, and the snow started coming down harder and harder. We seemed to be walking right into the wind, and I thought my hat was going to blow right off my head. The beanie kept riding up around my ears, which were totally numb by this point, and when I looked around at the princesses, all their noses were bright red as they sniffled over and over. I could barely even feel my face anymore either, but we still pressed on. We passed the occasional farmhouse and barn, and I thought we might have to knock on someone's door if it came down to it. I could barely see more than a few feet in front of us now, and if I'd thought the path had been deserted yesterday, the road was completely devoid of other travelers. Nonetheless, I trusted Ariana to pull us in the right direction. The four of us trekked along for what had to be at least 3 or 4 miles, though it was slow going and took us a couple hours. The snow was up to the top of my boots now, and I was definitely grateful for my hat and gloves. But despite their thick cloaks, I could tell all the princesses were shivering. Suddenly, Ariana stopped in her tracks, and we all paused alongside her.
Do you feel something?
Jessamine asked through chattering teeth, and her breath fogged out in front of her.
What is it?
I just have a sense that something magical is nearby,
the mermaid explained, and she stared off the path toward a patch of woods that rested up against an icy rock face.
Do you see anything?
We all glanced around and shook our heads. But then suddenly, I caught a quick glimpse of something bright purple moving through the trees.
Ariana, over there, I hissed and pointed. There's something in the woods. It could be another weird animal, but what I saw was definitely purple.
Should we go and investigate?
Sienna asked as she sniffled from the cold, but her eyes were sparkling.
Oh, we're already on an adventure, so what the hell? I want to.
Jessamine bounced up and down on the tips of her toes in both excitement and probably an effort to keep warm.
What if it's actually her?
All right, let's go see, I replied, and I held out my hands for my wives again. Then we headed off along a path through the thick evergreens, and I peered around, but I didn't see anything anymore. The forest was entirely quiet other than the wind whistling through the trees, and I stopped to listen.
You'd think the purple would stand out more through all the whiteness, or there'd be some sort of sound, but well, maybe I was just imagining it.
Oh, wait! I see it! Right there!
Sienna gasped, and then she called out in a loud voice.
Hey! Is there anyone there? Hello?
Jessamine cried out.
Hey, I see it too. Who's out there?
I really hope this isn't some kind of giant purple bear, I responded, and then I shuddered. I have no idea what to expect anymore in this kingdom.
Well, whatever it is, it seems to be headed away from us.
All of a sudden, Sienna broke off from our group and started to run through the trees, and I had no choice but to run after her.
Sienna! I called out. Wait for me!
Shh!
The blonde whispered when I caught up to her, and she pointed out into the forest.
Look!
I squinted through the snow, and then I caught a glimpse of the same violet shade just a few yards ahead of us. I could hear footsteps crunching along the ground now, and I knew we weren't just imagining something was there.
"Stop, whoever you are!" I shouted. "We're not here to hurt you!"
All of a sudden, I realized the purple thing was headed back toward us, and as it approached through the trees, I realized it had the silhouette of a person. Then my heart skipped a beat for a moment, as I recalled the zombies Jamar sent throughout Sienna's kingdom to find us. The snow in the trees were too thick to see clearly more than a few feet in front of us, so I pulled out Genie's wrath and held it high in the air.
"Joe, it's small, whatever it is,"
Ariana suddenly whispered, and I realized the mermaid had come up behind me.
"I really think it might... Hello?"
A female voice suddenly spoke from behind a tree, and I startled a little. Then what I finally recognized as a small woman walked out into the clearing, but I could barely see her face through the hood of her deep purple cloak. She carried a small basket full of leaves in one lavender-gloved hand, and she wore brown leather boots on her snowy feet. The woman stood and stared at us for a moment, and then she spoke again.
"May I help you?" We're just looking for someone,"
Ariana stuttered.
"I was hoping you might be able to help us find Princess Rachel. We heard the princess had traveled in this direction, and we just thought..." "I'm sorry. I don't believe I can help you right now. I wish I could assist you, but as far as I know, no one has seen the princess in quite a while."
The petite figure shook her head, and her cloak slipped a little. When I caught a glimpse of a few curls of light blonde hair around her face and wide-set eyes in the brightest green I'd ever seen, my heart started to beat a little faster inside my chest. Then the woman turned in the opposite direction and walked away, and my wives and I looked around at one another.
"Do you know about the witch in the kingdom?"
I called out to the young woman, and she froze in her tracks.
"No, I don't know about a witch,"
she said over her shoulder, but I could tell she was hesitating. And then she turned around again to look at us.
"Could you please tell me who you are?"
"I'm Joe, and these are my wives," I explained. "We've been traveling through many kingdoms to find Princess Rachel, and we were wondering if you might be able to help us."
"I'm Princess Sienna,"
my blonde wife introduced herself, and she attempted to walk closer to the woman, who immediately backed away.
"This is Princess Jessamine, and this is Princess Ariana. Have you ever heard of us before?"
"No, I don't know anything about princesses."
The woman shook her head again.
"Sorry, but I don't think I'm who you're looking for."
"Okay, but Sir Vincent told us we could find Princess Rachel right around here," I explained to the small cloaked woman. But she put up both hands and backed away from me until she was almost behind a tree again. I looked to my wives for assistance because it seemed pretty clear to me that this was Princess Rachel, but I wasn't sure how to get her to warm up to us.
"I promise we're not here to hurt you,"
Jessamine implored.
"We're here to help the kingdom, and I know a lot of people are looking for Rachel right now, and we just thought..."
"Again, I apologize, but I'm not going to be able to help you,"
the woman shrugged, and then a huge pile of snow fell down from one of the pine trees with a boom.
"The weather is terrible, and I need to continue on so I can get home."
"I think it's pretty dangerous right now," I pointed out, because I thought there was a small chance I might be able to convince her using a different tactic. "Let us help you back to your house."
"No, I'm fine."
The petite blonde backed further away from us, and she shook her cloaked head again.
"Please, leave me alone."
"Okay,"
Sienna sighed, and then she shrugged helplessly.
"If you change your mind, you can come find us."
"Thank you, that's very kind,"
the mystery woman replied.
"Goodbye, then."
She turned and walked quickly away from us. And when she was about 20 feet away, she started to sprint through the heavy snow.
"Should we follow her?"
Jessamine asked as she looked at me with wide eyes.
"Because you're right, Joe. It's not safe for her. I'm positive it's Rachel, but what are we supposed to do if she isn't receptive to us?"
"We'll just have to find a way to convince her," I decided in a firm tone. Going deeper into the woods in a blizzard wasn't my idea of a good time, but we couldn't abandon the princess either. Rachel had headed off in the direction of the snowy cliff, which was a couple hundred yards away. So my wives and I started to run after her, but the snow started to come down so hard that our footsteps were almost immediately covered over. The wind started to pick up and lessen visibility, too, and we had to slow our pace a bit so we didn't trip over half-buried boulders or fallen logs.
We'll be able to find our way back to the road, right?
Sienna gulped as we trudged through the rising flurries.
I've been in snow before, but I've never been out in the woods like this. It feels pretty dangerous.
I'll just try to use my instincts again and hopefully they'll work,
Ariana suggested, and she patted her blonde sister wife on the back.
As long as the four of us are together, it will all work out.
Thanks, Ariana.
Sienna sniffled, and she wiped her red nose with one of her wet, snowy gloves and winced.
Okay, touching my face was clearly a bad idea. Let's just keep moving forward, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up to her.
We've survived worse than this, I encouraged my wives, though I was pretty uncomfortable myself. This definitely isn't as bad as the depths of the sea. I led the three princesses through the trees, and I noticed huge drifts of snow were starting to form up against their trunks. The evergreens provided a small amount of cover from the wind, but I had to admit my feet and legs were freezing. Snow had started to creep into the top of my work boots, and I was eager for us to find a way out of this situation.
What kind of leaves do you think she was collecting in her basket?
Jessamine asked us, and we all shook our heads and shrugged.
It must have been important for her to be out in this storm. Can you see her cloak anymore?
Sienna paused and squinted through the trees. But it was almost whiteout conditions now, and all I could really see anymore was the cliff off in the distance. I can't see much of anything, I admitted. But it appeared she was headed toward that rock wall, so let's just keep walking that way. Ariana, everyone, let's hold hands so we can try to find her again. Plus, I don't want to lose sight of any of you. So we all gripped our hands tightly together, with me in the lead and Ariana right behind me. The red-haired princess and I worked together to guide us quickly through the trees, and I tried not to slip in the snow that was almost up to the middle of my calves. The princesses were having even more trouble walking in their long dresses, and I was sure their feet were wet and freezing. I admired how they weren't complaining, but at the same time I didn't want anyone to get frostbite. As much as we needed to find Rachel, I didn't think it was worth risking our own lives, and I thought we might need to head back to the road soon, find a house, and ask the peasants within to let us warm up there.
I don't think we should do this for much longer,
Sienna echoed my thoughts over the howling wind.
I just don't think it's safe for us. I don't think it's safe for Rachel either, but she ran away, and I hope she knows what she's doing.
Just give me a few minutes longer.
Ariana paused and squeezed her eyes shut to concentrate.
I can feel she's not safe, and I think we have an obligation to help her.
Okay, a few more minutes, I agreed, as my visible breath streamed out through my icy lips. But seriously, Ariana, I don't want to die out here.
No, of course not.
The mermaid shook her head.
But we don't want Rachel to die either.
We continued to plow forward for several minutes until we were at the base of the cliff. And I gazed around for a glimpse of purple through all the white. Let's just follow these rocks, I suggested. At least it'll help us stay oriented. I know this cliff runs parallel to the road, so if we keep walking alongside it, we should be able to head back to the main path if it comes to that. We'd probably only hiked about a quarter mile, but the conditions had made it seem a lot farther. Suddenly, to my surprise, I saw a flash of deep violet just a few feet away.
Do you see her?
Sienna hissed.
I think we're actually on the right track.
As we got closer and closer, though, I realized Rachel's purple cloak wasn't moving anymore. I squinted and wiped the snow out of my face, and after a couple of minutes, I was able to see the small woman sitting down as she huddled against the base of the cliff.
Shit!
I swore, and I looked around at my wives. Oh, this doesn't look good. I jogged over to the beautiful woman, and I saw her eyes were glazed over and her lips were turning blue. Her hood had fallen down around her ears. Her face was pale, and she almost looked like she was going to pass out.
Rachel!
Sienna called out, and the purple-cloaked woman actually turned her head toward us and smiled faintly.
Hello again.
The woman stammered through blue-tinged lips.
How did you get here? I just fell down because I'm tired, and I was going to rest here for a few minutes. The snow is so warm and cozy, and I'd love to lie down in it. Maybe I'll even take a nap. Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
No, you're not, I argued in a firm tone. We need to get you out of here, now. I think you might have hypothermia, and it's never safe to lie down in the snow. All of a sudden, I heard a loud noise coming from high above us on the rock face. My immediate thought was I didn't know how to protect all the women at the same time, and I froze in place. Then everything actually froze around me. the huge snowflakes stopped in midair, and I was able to swipe them out of the way. I turned around to look at Sienna, and I realized my blonde wife had a terrified look on her face.
Joe, look!
Sienna's eyes were huge as she gestured upward toward a huge sheet of ice poised directly above Rachel's head. I dashed toward the purple-cloaked princess, scooped her and her basket up into my arms, and set her down in the snow a couple hundred feet away. And then I ran over and did the same with Jessamine and Ariana's frozen bodies. Sienna followed me, and when I felt certain all the princesses were in a relatively safe spot, I breathed a huge sigh of relief.
Sienna, I think you can unfreeze time now, I called out to my blonde wife.
And after a moment, the ice came crashing down in the exact spot where Rachel had been sitting. The wind started to howl again, and a huge gust of snow blew into my eyes. The trees were sparser near the cliff, and the harsh air blowing against my face was almost unbearable. I knew I needed to keep my senses about me, though, so I knelt down in the snow next to Rachel, who'd closed her eyes.
Rachel!
Jessamine shouted as she crawled over to us, and she stared into the other princess's face before she cried out again.
Rachel, you have to wake up. Oh!
The purple-cloaked blonde gasped, and her eyes snapped open.
Where am I?
We aren't sure, I admitted, as I hovered over the frostbitten woman. Your Highness, are we near your home?
Yes, I think so.
Princess Rachel gulped.
Can you get me some of those herbs out of my basket? They'll help me feel better.
I turned, picked up the basket from where I'd set it down, and handed it over to Rachel. The leaves in the basket were icy, but I pulled off a couple pieces and handed them to the princess. Rachel put a leaf into her mouth and started to chew, and she immediately appeared less confused. After a moment, she pulled herself up to a sitting position, and then she stood. Whatever the herbs were, they clearly had some sort of strengthening powers. Ariana and Jessamine stood up too, and we all huddled closer together so we could actually see one another. Princess Rachel, you mentioned we might be close to your home, I said in a gentle voice, because I didn't want to scare the woman off again. Do you think you might be able to lead us there now?
It's quite private,
Rachel murmured as she shifted from foot to foot and looked around at all of us with uncertainty in her face.
However, you did just save my life, so I suppose I owe you the gift of safety from the storm.
Suddenly, the violet-cloaked blonde squeezed her eyes shut, and I was afraid she was going to fall over again. But instead, a huge rumbling noise began. I looked up at the cliff because I was afraid it was an avalanche, but then I realized the sound was coming from underground. Something was emerging from the snowy earth, and as Sienna, Jessamine, Ariana, and I looked up with wide eyes, a circular tower grew taller and taller until it rose around 100 feet above our heads. Then it finally stopped, and the purple-cloaked princess opened her eyes.
Come along,
Rachel said, and she started to walk toward a door at the tower's base.
This is my home, so let's go inside.